Almost 2 years ago, the opening of a rerouted stretch of Kentucky Highway 52 changed the dynamics in the rural community of Paint Lick. Some might say the bypass wiped the town that hugs the Madison-Garrett County line off the map. But as WEKU's Stu Johnson reports, a county government leader, a local entrepreneur, and a number of residents viewed the disconnect as a plus, not a hindrance.
Vehicles whiz down Kentucky Highway 52, passing the standard green sign pointing toward Paint Lick. Not even a mile off the two-lane state route is a relatively quiet area with just a handful of buildings, a few businesses, a health clinic, and a nonprofit reuse store. Highway 52 used to cut right through Paint Lick, but fewer vehicles passing through certainly doesn't dampen the enthusiasm of Garrett County Judge John Wilson about what he feels is about to happen.
And I would guess that more money has been invested in Paint Lick in the last 10 years than probably in the last 100 years. And you're seeing that, a phenomenal revitalization that's taken place here. And it's just really right on the precipice of really taking off. Mm-hmm. This will be a destination for a certain niche market.
The niche market is expected to include bed and breakfasts, farm-to-table eating, streetscape amenities, and an increased emphasis on cycling. Much of the credit, according to Wilson, goes to Mark Gumbert, who operates Copperhead Environmental Consulting. Gumbert has lived in the area for 2 decades, but over the past 10 years has intensified his interest in revitalization.
It was less expensive to be here than it was to be, say, Richmond or Lexington. So I was able to build a company and grow a company and acquire these historic buildings and renovate them and give something back to the community of Paint Lick.
27 full-time employees at the environmental consulting firm work out of one of those buildings. Some commute, while 6 are local hires. Renovation work, along with a major sewer project, are expected to pave the way for a new restaurant with farm-to-table offerings. It's a different business model for Paint Lick, which once featured a grocery, bank, gas stations, and car dealership. It's one that nonprofit swap shop volunteer Katie Rollins can appreciate, like the beef she got off a local grill.
He had some really good dressed hamburgers. I mean, cheeseburgers, however you wanted them. And 4 miles up the road is where the beef came from. The cattle were raised up there.
County Judge John Wilson sees a whole different atmosphere coming over time. He envisions old-fashioned street lighting with outdoor dining to flourish in an area that couldn't accommodate such leisure a few years ago.
You know, we're talking about restaurants with outside seating, and nobody wants to eat at a restaurant where you have a semi-truck passing within 6 feet of the table.
The Transamerica bike trail runs near Paint Lick. Typically, hundreds of cyclists travel the cross-country route each year. Madison County cyclist Philip Hacker is among those working to see the trail come through Paint Lick.
It's a great place to ride, so we're trying to bring as many people into the community as we can for cycling. We've got free camping for cyclists. We've got a bike shop that's in the works for cyclists. We'll have the restaurant and whatnot, you know, and I see it becoming a big deal here in Garrett County.
And the benefits are felt at the county level. County Judge Wilson says both payroll tax revenues and property assessments are increasing, signs that even though it's been bypassed by the highway, Paint Lick's best days may be yet to come. For WEKU, I'm Stu Johnson.
Tomorrow, in the next segment of our two-part series on Paint Lick, we'll hear what some local residents think of plans to revitalize the unincorporated community.